Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all. My name's Nathan. This is Lisa. We're going to be leading you through this morning's service, which is an all-age service. That means it's for everyone, including you. Maybe you've been to a service like this before. Maybe this is your very first time. If you're a visitor, you're especially welcome with us. If you're watching online at home again, you're very welcome too. And just to allow me to give you a little bit of an idea of what to expect during our time together this morning, there'll be lots of songs that sing songs of truth about who Jesus is and what he's done. There'll be times of prayer, where that's someone praying from the front and you saying a big amen at the end, or maybe a chance for you to pray in your own heart or with those around you. There'll be some videos throughout the service. Again, some that will help us sing, but also some that will help us reflect and think about some of the big ideas from God's Word, which is the centerpiece of our time together. The Bible will be opened and we'll have chance to hear from God himself what he has to say to us this morning. So before we do anything else, it's good and right and proper, isn't it, to ask for God's help, to pray to our Father in heaven. So Lisa, you're going to lead us in a prayer as we begin our time together.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we have lots to give you thanks for this morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity to meet together like this. And we thank you that however we're feeling, in our joy or our sadness or somewhere in between, that you are with us and that you are faithful. And please help us all to listen to your word from the Bible and help us to love you more. Amen.
Amen. One of our big themes of our service this morning is thank you. And so I thought what we'd do to begin is have a bit of a quiz, okay? A thank you quiz. Now on the screen are going to come six different thank yous. But you'll notice there's something different about the thank yous. They're thank yous from all around the world. So what I want you to do is maybe working with the people next to you, maybe working as a family, maybe bunching up if you're spread out from other people. Can you work out where the thank you is from in the world? Oh, there we go. We've got six different thank yous. We've got six different countries. Can you match the right thank you to the right country? Off you go. Talk to the people next to you. Again, Ben, you can take a seat if you want. You can stand up here if you want. It's up to you. Just talk with around you. Can you match the thank you to the country? Merci, danke, spasibo, gracias, arigato, and tack. Again, if you're at home, feel free to join in. Okay. How confident are we? 100%.
Lila is 100% confident.
100% at the front. Anyone not too sure? Should we go through the answers together? Okay, first off, we've got mercy. Where is mercy from? What country?
Maybe it's Messi.
Mercy. Where's mercy from? France, okay. What about danke? German. Spasibo? Russia. Gracias, Spain, arigato, and tack, Sweden.
I think Lila got them all right.
Yeah, well, don't give yourselves a little pat on the back or a little ripple. A thank you quiz, a thank yous from all around the world.
Now, 400 years ago in the UK, the people of the UK had a great idea, and it was that whoever you are, wherever you're from, one Sunday a year, you take the day off, and you'd go and visit your mum. You'd go to see your mum, and you would say, thank you. Maybe merci or danke. Wherever you're from, you would say thank you to your mum. What a great idea. And what was that Sunday called? Mother's Day, or Mothering Sunday. And that day is today. Hopefully, you've remembered. It's a day to say thank you to our mums, to mother figures, to say thank you for the love that they show to us. It's a great day to celebrate, isn't it? Now, a mother's love can be wide, it can be long, it can be high, and it can be deep. And a mother's love is a picture of God's love for us.
And as well as being Mother's Day today, we're also in a series focusing in on the life of Jesus, the last few hours of his life and the last few words that he gave before he died. So we're going to have a reading now that's going to focus in on one of those sayings of Jesus. Kathy's going to come and bring it to us. It's going to be on the screen for you to see too. And as Kathy reads, here's some questions that I'd like you to be looking out for to see if you can see the answers to these questions. First off, who is there? What characters do you see in the story? And secondly, where are they? Okay? Who is there and where are they? Thank you, Kathy.
So our reading is from John 19, verses 25 to 27. Jesus' mother stood near his cross. His mother's sister was also standing there with Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother. He also saw the follower he loved standing there. He said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the follower, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this follower took her to live in his home.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Kathy. And I wonder, did you spot it? Who is there in this scene? We've got Jesus' mother. What was Jesus' mother called? Mary. Okay, what Jesus' mother, Mary. We've also got Mary's sister. Now, what does that make her to Jesus? Her auntie. We've got Jesus' mother. We've got Mary's sister, Jesus' auntie. We've also got another Mary. Mary, the wife of Clopas, who was the mother of James, who was one of Jesus' disciples, one of his really close friends. And we've got another Mary. We've got Mary Magdalene, who was healed by Jesus and now one of his friends and followers. So here is a group of women who know Jesus, don't they? They really know Jesus, some since he was a baby and some for the last couple of years. They've seen the things that Jesus has done, and they've heard the things that Jesus has said. So there's a group of women who know Jesus, but also a group of women who care for Jesus. Because Jesus, he's a son. He's part of a family. And he's also a friend. And we know they care because they're there, aren't they? They're right with Jesus. And where exactly are they? The cross. Not in a coffee shop, having a catch-up about what's happening. No, they're at the cross. Jesus, the one that they know, the one that they care for, is suffering. He's in pain. He's dying. This is what we're remembering, isn't it, as we come up to Easter. And notice what it says, that they're near the cross. This isn't some sad news that they're experiencing from a distance. This is a real and raw and personal experience. And just to pause there for a moment, I'd love you to turn to the person next to you, or maybe think on your own. What words might you use to describe how the women are feeling at this moment? What words or what thoughts come into your head? Have a think, or chat to the person next to you, just for 30 seconds.
Okay. Again, maybe if anyone wants to shout out, what kind of words came to your mind or to your conversation? How might they be feeling in this moment? Does anyone want to say anything?
Traumatized, trauma.
Horror. Thank you, Lila. Devastated. Frightened. Thank you, Luca.
Distraught.
Thank you. Any other words? Confused. Yeah, what's going on? Sad. Right? You can imagine, can't you, with tears streaming down their eyes as you imagine how they're feeling. Any from the balcony?
Angry.
Thank you, Asim. A whole mixture of different feelings and emotions. Sad. And pain. Now, as we zoom out of their story and into our story where we are today, remember what today is. Today is Mother's Day. And as we look back to that day, the day we've just been reading about, was a day of tears and a day of pain for a mother. Mary's there, isn't she? At the cross, near the cross of Jesus. But not only Mary and a day of pain for a mother, but it's also a day of pain and tears for mother figures. People who knew Jesus, people who cared for Jesus, his auntie, his best friend's mom, a really good friend who's helped. A day of pain, a day of sadness for mothers and mother figures. And I wonder, as you look at that picture and as you look at your own heart, how do you feel today? How are you feeling today? Now, we've already said Mother's Day is a day to say thank you, isn't it? It's a day for many, maybe for you, to have feelings of gratitude, of happiness, as we celebrate our mothers. And it's good and right, isn't it, to do that? It's good and right to say thank you and to celebrate. And I hope you have a chance today to do that, maybe this afternoon. But it's also right and good to acknowledge that today, for you, or for many in this room, it's a day of pain. It's a day of tears. Maybe you're a mum this morning, and it's just really hard being a mum. It's a real challenge. It's really difficult. Maybe you're caring for a mother. A mother who's getting elderly. A mother who's ill. Maybe you're waiting to be a mother. Maybe you're wanting to be a mother, but that's hard too. Or maybe you sat there and you're missing your mum. Maybe that pain's quite raw and real, but maybe that's a mother who's been missing for a long time, but today brings back tears and pain. And at this point in the service, I think it's right to acknowledge one particular family who are part of LCBC. You might have heard already, or this might be news to you this morning, that Joe Bielby, a special part of our LCBC family, passed away earlier this week. Really sadly, really suddenly. And so today, right now, is a chance for us to rejoice with her that she put her faith and trust in her Savior Jesus. And she is in a place right now where there's no more tears, no more pain, but also to bring to prayer her family, particularly Alex and Harriet, her two teenage children, to pray for them, that God would be with them, bring them comfort and peace, to pray for her wider family too at this time, to know that we as a church share their pain, we share their tears. So please do pray for them beyond this service, and there'll be a chance a little bit later during our service to bring them to God in prayer. So whatever your experience of motherhood, whatever your situation as a mother or as a mother figure, this day is for you. Can I say that again? As I look in some of your eyes, this day is for you. In your gratitude and happiness, in your tears, in your pain, in your mixture of both, somewhere in between. Today, there is an invitation for you to come, just like Mary, near the cross of Jesus. And if you come, what will you find? Well, we'll look at that a little bit later on. But before we move on too quickly, we're going to watch a video together that just reminds and summarizes of some of the things we've said so far during our service. So let's watch and enjoy.
Mother's Day can be a happy day or a sad day, a day of celebration or of pain, of joy or of longing or hope. Or of disappointment. Or maybe it's so much more complicated than that. You might be a birth mother, an adoptive mother, a grandmother, a foster mum, a guardian, a social worker, a mother figure, or longing to be a mother. You might have had a great mum, or not. You might be struggling as a mother, struggling to become a mother, or struggling with what could have been. You might be remembering mothers or children who are no longer here, or celebrating the mothers and mother figures who are here. Wherever you are, whatever you feel, and whatever your experience of mothers, mother figures, and motherhood, today is for you. This Mother's Day, know you are not forgotten. You are remembered in the celebration and in the pain, in the joy and in the longing, as we say thank you to our mothers and mother figures, for keeping going when it is hard, for all you have given up and taken up, for your encouragement, your love, your tears and your strength. Thank you.
We're just going to have a few minutes where music's going to play. Again, a chance just to reflect, to maybe say a prayer in your own heart. Bring to God how you're feeling, what you're thinking. Bring to God people, mothers, mother figures, to him in prayer. Bring the BLB family to him in prayer. And now also as that happens, again, you'll notice there's some flowers at the front of the stage. There's also some flowers up outside for the balcony. Again, I'd like to invite, while the music plays, any children or young people down to the front. And they're going to grab a bunch of flowers. And as the music plays, as there's a bit of quiet, they're going to come. And they're going to present to any mothers or mother figures or ladies in the church building just a gift to say thank you, to say we love you, and to say God's with you. So again, as the music plays, use it as a time to reflect. But also young people, children, dads, if it's helpful to come to, come down, grab some flowers, and just distribute them out. Say thank you. Say we love you.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we come before you in thanks and praise that we are able to meet today and fix our eyes on you. We thank you for this special day where we could spend time being particularly grateful to our mothers and the mother figures in our lives. We thank you for the love that mothers show and the way they care and give their time for us. Please give the children in our church family your spirit to help them respect and listen to the advice of their mothers. And please give every mother in our church family your Holy Spirit and your wisdom as we seek to point our children to Christ every day. We also bring before you those in our church family and those around us where Mother's Day is painful. We pray for those who have complicated relationships with their mothers, for those who are missing mothers and those who are longing to be mothers. Please bring them your peace on this day, and may they see all their needs met in Jesus, who's promised to satisfy our longing souls. We give you great thanks for the life of our dear sister Jo, who went to be with you in glory a few days ago. And we thank you that because of her faith in Jesus, she now has victory over death, and she's singing that victory with Jesus now. And we pray for her precious children, Alex and Harriet, who will be missing her greatly on this day and many days to come. And we pray that they'll know your peace at this time. And we pray that they'll know the love from our church family here, and they'll come to a saving faith in Jesus themselves. And above all, we thank you for our Lord and Saviour, who's promised that as a mother comforts her child, you will comfort us. And we thank you that whatever our circumstance, we have a God who cares for us like this and longs to love and protect us. And we thank you that we can belong to a God like this. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Thank you, Shaz, very much for leading us in prayer. Now we're going to have our Bible reading again. So if I can invite Luca and Diana to come up, that would be brilliant. And this time, as they read it, we're going to look out for a couple of different questions. So this time, as they read, we're going to look out for what does Jesus do to his mother? And what does Jesus say to his mother? Okay, what does Jesus do to his mother? And what does Jesus say? So have a look out for those things as we hear the reading.
Jesus' mother stood near his cross. His mother's sister was also standing there with Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene.
Jesus saw his mom. He also saw the follower he loved standing there. He said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the follower, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the follower took her to live in his home.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So did you notice, again, those questions? What does Jesus do to his mother? Do you notice that? If you zoom in on maybe the number 26. Do you see it? He saw his mother. You see that? Now that might seem small and insignificant, but why am I raising that as something important? Now remember where this is happening. It's happening at the cross. And if that's true, think about what Jesus is going through in this moment. The suffering, the pain. The prospect in hours, if not minutes, facing death. If ever there was a time for Jesus to see himself, his own situation, his own needs, his own problems, this is it. Right? Me, me, me. But not Jesus. Not Jesus. In the depths of his own suffering, he doesn't see himself, he sees others. He sees his mother. He sees how she's feeling. He sees what she's going through, her tears, her pain. And it's good, isn't it?
It is good. But is that it? If you're honest, don't you want a little bit more than him just seeing her? Now, think of it a little bit like this. Have you ever been running around in the park or the playground and fallen over and scraped your knee? Yeah, maybe a long time ago, but I think we've all done it, haven't we? We've been running, falling over, scraping our knee and getting hurt. Now, in that moment, would you want a parent, maybe a mum or a dad, to come over and just see that you're hurt? No, I think we want a bit more than that, wouldn't we? No, we'd want them to come and say words of comfort. We want them to say, "Are you okay? Can I help?" And we'd also want them to show acts of love, wouldn't we? We'd want them to give us a big hug, to give us a kiss, to pick us up and to help us feel that we're going to be okay. You see, first Jesus sees his mother, but then he offers so much more than that. Did you notice what Jesus called his mother? He calls her woman. That doesn't sound very comforting, does it? Maybe it sounds a little bit cold, a little bit cruel. So why does he call her woman and not mother?
Well, let's look and see what he says next to help us understand. Do you read that again? "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the follower, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this follower took her to live in his home. You see, Jesus is doing something quite incredible by not calling his mother, mother, but woman instead. By calling her woman, firstly, he's protecting her identity. Again, remember, Jesus has been beaten up. He's been laughed at. He's been mocked. He's been put to death. He is someone who is hated. His enemies are all around him in this moment. Imagine what they might do to Mary if they knew, oh, That's Jesus' mother. And so by calling her a woman, he's protecting her. He's making sure she's safe and secure. This is an act of love in protection. But there's more.
Because also by calling her woman, Jesus is providing for her needs. See, who's going to provide for Mary when her only son, Jesus, has gone? See, in love, Jesus provides his mother with an adopted son, a loved and trusted friend in John, who's the one who's writing this book. And Jesus provides his friend, John, with an adopted mother to look after, to care for, to provide for. John is providing Mary with a home for her body. And here is the act of love in provision.
Now, before we move on to the third and final thing that Jesus does by calling Mary woman, again, it's probably right to stop just for a moment and for me to ask the question, I wonder if you are a John. I wonder if this morning you are providing the role of carer for someone. Again, maybe it's a child, or maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's really hard. Maybe it's painful and tearful, as we've already said. Maybe you feel as if, I just can't keep going. I was speaking to a member of our church family recently who was in a very similar situation, acting as a role of carer for someone else. And they said that this passage had been a massive encouragement to them, fulfilling that role. How? I asked, as they said. And they told me that although it was incredibly hard and painful and tearful to be a carer for someone else over a long period of time, they said that this passage reminded them that what a privilege it is to be called to be a carer by Jesus. Just as Jesus calls John to care for his mother, Jesus calls us to care for one another. So if you're a John this morning, be encouraged. It may be hard, it may be painful and tearful, but you're not alone. Jesus himself knows and cares and calls you to care.
So by calling Mary woman, we know that he is firstly protecting her identity. He's also providing for her needs. But finally, he's also purchasing her forgiveness. See, in this moment, Jesus isn't just playing the role of Mary's son. He's playing the role of Mary's savior. Because what Mary needs most isn't a home for her body. What she needs most is a home for her heart.
You see, Mary has a problem in her heart. And the Bible tells us it's a problem that we all have, every single one of us. It's a problem the Bible calls sin. And a helpful way to understand what sin means, it's S, the idea of shove off God. I'm the one in charge of my life. N, no to your ways. I'm going to do what I think is best. And how does God feel if that's how we treat him? Well, S, sin hurts God. I've messed up. I've broken the friendship that God made me to live in. And God says, we can no longer be friends. But is that the end of the story? What does God do in response? He says, S, I'm going to send a savior, my son, Jesus. I, who is going to die in my place, in your place, for your sin. And even though he died, he didn't stay dead for long. He is no longer dead and rose to new life 3 days later. That's the Easter story. And so what do we do in response to God's love for us? S, say I'm sorry. I, say I trust in you, Lord Jesus. N, receive new life with him now and forever. You see, Mary knew her problem, her sin problem. And so what did she do? She came near the cross of Jesus, her son and her savior. Jesus saw her. He provided for her a home for her body, but also a home for her heart. And so today there is an invitation to come near the cross of Jesus, God's Son, your Savior. All are invited. You are invited. Will you come? Again, let's watch a video to bring everything we've thought so far back into our minds.
So we're going to have a chance to respond in a few different ways for all that we've heard so far this morning. A chance for you to maybe talk to the people around you, to maybe think about one thing that you've learned about Jesus today, maybe one thing you've learned about yourself, and one thing that you could do in response. So you either have a think on your own, have a chat to the people around you, and then an opportunity for you to write a prayer. There are some pieces of paper and pens dotted around the church. If that's helpful for you to kind of put what's in your head down onto paper, feel free to write a short or simple prayer, a prayer of thanks, or a prayer to ask for God's help for something. And it would be lovely after to maybe come around and hear a few prayers if you'd be happy to share them with the rest of the church family. So do whatever's helpful for you in these last few minutes before we sing to close, to think, reflect, chat, to write down and to pray.
Still got a few more minutes of time to reflect. Again, use those questions if they're helpful to think or to talk with those around you. If you haven't already and you'd like to write a prayer, again, a simple prayer of thanks to God based on something you've heard today, or a help me prayer, please use those pens and papers that are provided. If you don't have a pen and paper, there's some available. I can make sure you get some. And in a minute's time, I'm going to come around with a microphone. And if anyone would like to share the prayer that they've written down, we'd love to hear what God's put on your heart together. So another minute or so, and then I'll come and offer you a chance to pray. If anyone would like to read out the prayer that they've maybe written, again, feel free to raise your hand and Lisa will come around with the microphone. Just so we can all hear together and say a big amen at the end.
Dear God, please bless all the people with no money, food or homes. Please bless them with everything they need. Amen.
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 Thank you, Luca.
Thank you, Luca.
Dear Father, thank you for the gift of motherhood. Thank you for giving us three daughters. And most of all, thank you for welcoming our Pippa just coming 2 years ago to your real presence in your kingdom. Help me to care for my elderly neighbors who are lonely and widowed. Jesus, you saw your mother. You saw her pain and loneliness. Help us to be more like you. Amen.
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 Should we sing then? Let's sing to finish a song that speaks about our rescuer and invites us to come to the foot of Calvary, where there's freedom, where there's redemption, where there's family and forgiveness.
Wonderful truths to finish on, as all that we've thought about and reflected on this morning. So thank you very much for coming, for being part of our service this morning.
Let me finish by reminding us again of that invitation, an invitation today to come near the cross of Jesus. All are invited. You are invited. Will you come? Let me say a prayer and then join us for refreshments after the service. Father God, we thank you that you see those who are in pain, those with tears streaming down their face. Thank you that you provide for our needs, our physical needs, but also the needs of our hearts. And the biggest of all is the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you. You provide a home for our bodies and a home for our hearts. Help everyone who's heard from you this morning to come near the cross of Jesus, to come as they are, to come and receive, to come and belong. I pray all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us. Pray you have a blessed rest of your day.